This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to This City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. I hope you've been able to find your way to the park blocks in downtown Eugene for the outdoor holiday market. It's been open for some beautiful weekend weather, but if it rains when you go, don a mask, pop an umbrella, and wander at will among the many gift vendors selling all handmade and original art. You know, I collect dolls from all around the world and display them every holiday season in a parade of all nations. My husband stopped at the booth of Colleen Morningstar and purchased a gift of a wonderfully vivid African-American doll of wire and felt. Colleen is a master doll maker who paid very close attention to the details of the face and costume and the head full of softly braided felt dreadlocks. Her name is Sadie, and you can see her on the KLCC Viz City blog. We were pushing my 94-year-old blind mom in a wheelchair. Vendors were very kind in letting her touch items, and then they diligently disinfected the item. I appreciate how on point everyone is to make the holiday market experience both safe and festive. Elsewhere around the area, there's more art to be seen and gift shops to explore. At the Emerald Arts Center, walk into De Colores, a juried exhibit showcasing the work of Latinx artists. Also look for the softly glowing photography of the Artist of the Month, Linda Devereaux. At the Maude Kearns Art Center, the current Art for All Seasons member show can also be seen online. The New Zone is overflowing with good things at their two locations, and the Photo Zone Gallery is featuring the dramatic bird photography of Greg Giese. Around the corner from the Photo Zone is a Carr and Clark Gallery and a big, bold exhibit of Adam Grosowski's new oil paintings. Across the street at the White Lotus, you'll find an exciting new show of acrylics by John J. Cruzon. His large, stylized landscapes open up into vast skies that are quite wonderful. As always, check websites for hours and always mask up. This has been Sandy Brown Jensen for KLCC's Viz City.